The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. So I'm going to start with another essay from the book 80 Things to Do When You Turn 80. And remember, this is not just for 80-year-olds, it's for all of us. This one is by Betty Zimmer, Life Lessons for Your 80s and Beyond, and Before. In 1950, Betty Zimmer was living in Hollywood and working at a local TV station. Currently, she believes that we are responsible for making ourselves happy and that no one else can do that for us. After 80, many have retired from a regular career. Mothers may no longer feel needed. There's time on one's hands. Often, a professional man or woman has so identified with the role, they no longer know who they are or what their purpose is. We are not our roles. We are much more than that. Here are 11 important things to do to make your later years meaningful. 1. Work out. I realized I could not meditate unless I had a strong body. My husband and I both worked out daily. I still do. I lift heavy weights at a gym, have a personal trainer, and work out daily in a class at my senior residence, sitting in a chair. Do what you can, but do your best. We need to keep those joints moving. 2. Meditate or take a class in mindfulness. It's not a religion. It can be done in any tradition. It helps give peace of mind and relieve stress. A simple meditation is to count the breath. On the count of 1, inhale. On the count of 2, exhale. And so forth until you reach 10. If a single thought or distraction comes into your mind, start over. Don't get discouraged. It can take years to get to 10. What is important is the effort to stay focused. Try it for 10 or 15 minutes. Don't make a big deal out of it. 3. Read something every day, a paragraph or two of something that inspires you and lifts you beyond everyday concerns. 4. Forgive yourself for any insensitivity. We are all guilty of unknowingly hurting others. Forgive everyone who ever hurt you. Free yourself of old resentments that keep you from being happy. Don't weigh yourself down with old stuff from the past. 5. Cultivate younger friends. They often have interests that you can participate in. Even though my poor eyesight prevents me from doing creative things I used to do, I volunteer to stuff dolls. It's a project I started that was started by a young woman who sends them all over the world to poor children. 6. Give young people encouragement. Don't try to impress them. Someone once said to me, if you want to be interesting, you must be interested. 7. If you can't do the hobbies or creative things you once did, do what you can. I try to crochet every day. It does keep my hands supple, and it's creative. I make baby blankets. 8. Play games. My favorite game is Rummy Cub. It's the card game of Rummy, but with plastic cubes. And concentrating on moves, one has to be present. There's no time to drift off into thoughts of the past or worry about the future. No matter how you feel, be cheerful. This is number 9. And show a smiling face. It's better to say, it's nice to see you, rather than, how are you? After my mother had a stroke, she said, I feel so bad that father has to wait on me. I can't do anything, but I can be cheerful. 10. Do puzzles or quizzes to sharpen the mind and improve memory. Do something new. 11. Half of my life was spent in warm climates. The second half has been in New York City. After all these years, with a house in the Catskills, I never made a snowman. This winter, at 92 years of age, I have promised myself to make a snowman. Certainly, words of wisdom for all of us. And now, on to AARP, the magazine. And this is people talking about their idols or their mentors. This is Lisa Ling. Her hero is Connie Chung. After she won a public competition for hosting a spot on ABC's The View in 1999, Lisa Ling was overwhelmed with notes from well-wishers. I received cards and from quite a number of high-profile people, she says, but the one that just rocked me off my feet was from Connie Chung, whom she had never met. Although Ling, now 47, doesn't recall the exact wording, she remembers the sentiment. Congratulations, I'm so proud of you, and I'm watching. Growing up near Sacramento, California, Ling, the daughter of immigrants from Taiwan and China, idolized Chung, the only Asian-American woman in network news at the time. Chung's parents had emigrated from China before she was born. I don't know a single Asian woman journalist of my generation who doesn't cite Connie Chung as her inspiration, Ling explains. She really just embodied intelligence and grace and beauty. Chung's career as a broadcast reporter and anchor took her to all three major networks, plus CNN and MSNBC. Ling and Chung eventually met at an industry event, and they quickly became friends. Says Chung, 74, I admired Lisa right from the beginning. I was always working for a company in a comfortable cocoon under contract. She wasn't afraid to strike out on her own. I saw her as a pioneer. A journalist and author, Ling is now host and executive producer of the documentary series This Is Life with Lisa Ling on CNN. Still, Ling often looked to Chung for advice on navigating their ultra-competitive field. When Chung got her start as a TV staff gopher in 1969, there was a push to hire women and minorities, she recalls. I looked around and saw a sea of white male faces, and my way of coping with it was to declare in my own mind that I, too, was a white male. In other words, I basically did what they did. That meant scrambling and hustling for assignments and recognition. The most memorable piece of advice Ling ever got from Chung, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. I think we as Asian Americans, Ling notes, often suffer from being unseen because we don't speak up for ourselves. And it's not just an Asian thing, Chung adds, it's a woman thing. We don't always sing our own praises. We give credit to the team, whereas a guy might be more than happy to declare that if it were not for him, the job would never have gotten done. Today, broadcast journalism is no less competitive, but those just starting out in the field have a broader array of role models to look up to, says Ling. Being American means being part of a diverse and, at its core, compassionate country. And now we're moving on to the Mayo Clinic Understanding Alzheimer's, Your Guide to Brain Health. And we've been talking about the cognitive spectrum. So to finish up this section, I'm going to go through a couple of sidebar articles that went along with the text. Types of cognition and functional decline. Dementia isn't a specific disease, rather a syndrome associated with many different diseases. It's an umbrella term that refers to thinking, cognitive, symptoms that interfere with a person's ability to function from day to day. Dementia can affect behavior, decision-making, memory, language, visual or spatial skills, and attention. More than one of these actions or abilities is usually affected, but one may be more impaired than another. Alzheimer's disease is the primary cause of dementia, but there are other causes of dementia too. Each disorder has different characteristics that produce specific symptoms, and each individual's experience with dementia will vary. Here are easy-to-understand explanations of the most common symptoms of dementia. These symptoms are most often associated with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. Memory loss and trouble recognizing familiar objects. Memory loss is the most common symptom that leads to a diagnosis of dementia. This symptom of cognitive decline is marked by an inability to recall past events, either partially or in full. Problems with recent memory are often the earliest and most noticeable signs of this decline. Another symptom is the inability to recognize familiar objects. The technical term for this is agnosia. Agnosia means that not being able to recognize or identify objects despite being able to see, hear, and feel them. Agnosia often occurs later in the disease than do other symptoms of dementia, but in rare instances it can be an early symptom. As dementia progresses, agnosia can make it difficult for people to recognize their children, spouses, partners, or close friends. They may even deny that they have an illness at all. The term for this is anosognosia. Attention deficit. Attention deficit makes it difficult to concentrate on words being spoken or on tasks that need to be accomplished. It may cause someone to feel scatterbrained and highly distracted. Difficulties understanding spatial relationships. Becoming easily disoriented and having a hard time moving about are examples of visual spatial decline. This type of decline may even cause problems with judging the height of a step or the distance around an obstacle in a pathway. Difficulties managing time and effort. These symptoms can make it hard to organize, prioritize, and think abstractly. The term for the ability to make decisions and carry them out is executive functioning. Tasks such as managing finances, outlining a report, organizing a family vacation, or hosting a dinner party may become too difficult. Difficulties with language use. Language difficulties may include having trouble coming up with the names of familiar people, places, and objects. In the later stages, speech often doesn't make sense, is repetitive, and is peppered with nonspecific words, such as thing and it. For an individual with this deficit, it may be hard to understand his or her spoken and written language. Another article, what is typical? When it comes to cognitive functions, thought, perception, memory, problem-solving, decision-making, you may wonder what changes are typical and what are cause for concern. You may be surprised to learn that there isn't a good answer. In part, this is because the answer isn't as straightforward as you may think. For example, take a woman in her early 90s whose mind is as sharp as a tack. She still lives at home, takes few medications, walks her dog every day, and meets regularly with friends. People like this exist. Does typical apply to this woman? In terms of the actual number of people who age this way, this may not be typical. Instead, experts refer to this as successful aging or optimal aging, the kind that most people would want to experience. Typical aging can have many variations. In addition to common conditions such as decreased bone density and hearing or vision loss that come with age, many people also view slight forgetfulness as a common part of aging. Aging may produce changes that may be inconvenient and frustrating, but they don't stop you from living an active, independent life. The challenge in defining what's typical lies in identifying the difference between elements of typical aging from abnormal changes that may signal dementia and Alzheimer's disease. By being able to spot a disorder in its earliest stages, scientists hope to capture Alzheimer's when it may be most treatable. At the same time, researchers are looking into the concept of optimal aging and what can be done to promote lifelong health. Both tracks of research may provide valuable insight into how to prevent cognitive decline and how to treat dementia. The most important point to remember is that dementia is not part of typical aging. And finally, here's some reassurance. It's important to understand that minor memory lapses happen to almost everyone as they age. These lapses don't mean that dementia is just around the corner. While it's possible that any older adult can develop a form of dementia, dementia shouldn't be considered a typical part of aging. Sometimes, when older adults feel lonely, worried, or bored, they show signs and symptoms associated with dementia. For example, coping with emotional trauma or the death of a spouse can cause extreme changes in personality and behavior. Only an experienced doctor who can carefully interpret someone's signs and symptoms and family history can say whether these signs and symptoms are related to dementia. In the pages that follow, we'll focus on mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease, including the diagnosis and treatment of Alzheimer's. We'll also discuss steps that you can take to control risk factors and maintain brain health. So we will do that in coming episodes. And finally here, cognitive health by the numbers. A population-based study followed adults close to age 77 for 4 years, and it showed that about 1 in 5 will develop mild cognitive impairment or dementia. It's important to keep in mind that cognitive health often isn't an either-or situation. It's not as if you either have good cognitive health or poor cognitive health. Instead, as you learned in this chapter, cognitive health is a spectrum, and dementia, which can have many different causes, is part of that spectrum. Most of the time, more than one disease causes a person's dementia. For example, people with Alzheimer's disease also often have vascular cognitive impairment, Lewy body disease, and sometimes both. A mix of causes happens more often as people age. Now, moving on to AARP, the magazine, let's look at the A-list, 8 things Danny Trejo suggests doing now. 1. Say, I love you. I tell my children that every day. I was scared to kiss my dad. That was not macho. And all of my kids can fight, but they are loving and not afraid to hug me. 2. Cherish your friends. Everybody needs to have someone in their corner. I still have friends from my youth. Even those I befriended in prison taught me valuable lessons. 3. Let it go. I have no bitterness, but to reach that point, I had to forgive myself. I thought I was a bad person without an excuse. I'd never been abused, right? Until my kid's mom told me, you don't think giving drugs to a 12-year-old is abuse? 4. Dress for success. My mom always ironed my clothes. That was one way of expressing her love, and now I do it. I wear ironed t-shirts and ironed pants because it shows respect for yourself and for others. 5. Lend a hand. Everything good that has happened to me has been from helping others. After Lady Gaga's dogs were stolen, I got people looking, and the next day they turned up. Not claiming credit, but people on Twitter said the thieves knew Machete, his role in the Spy Kids franchise, was after them. 6. Be frank. In writing my new memoir, I realized that people are only as sick as their secrets. Secrets drain you, so I had to get rid of them. 7. Stay put. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, where lots of Chicano celebrities like Richie Valens and Cheech Marin come from. But I never left, even after success came. You have to build your community. I work hard at it. We have a parade, and I'm always in it. 8. Talk to your kids and grandkids about drugs. If you don't, a drug addict will. This is from character actor and restaurateur and donut purveyor. He has a donut in his hand in this picture. Danny will publish his memoir, Trejo, My Life of Crime, Redemption, and Hollywood. And it should have come out in July. And he also says, when I ran on my ego, I wasted time in pointless competitions. The only competition I'm in now is being a better person today than I was yesterday. That's it. Danny is 77 years old. How about some food items here? It's under the heading of Upfront Eat. Grilled tofu. Cut firm tofu into thick slices and marinate in sesame oil, soy sauce, honey, and lime juice overnight. Grill for 20 minutes, flipping every 5 minutes. Serve on lightly grilled buns with seaweed salad, tomato, mayonnaise, and or coleslaw. Add leftover grilled tofu to salads, soups, or tacos. Squeeze bottle, my favorite tool. I use my squeeze bottles to make pancakes without creating a drippy mess, to plate sauces with accuracy, and to dress salads. So these are all by chefs. That was by Bonnie Morales. And the one before was Chef Kevin Mitchell. Drunken chicken. Grill it whole on a stand with an open can of beer that's 3/4 full inside the cavity. Beforehand, lightly rub the chicken in oil and coat it with blackened seasoning. Get under the skin, too. Use leftovers for sandwiches, tacos, and wraps. That's from Chef Nathan Davis. A mountain of burgers. Season meat liberally. Spritz cool grates with olive oil. Space burgers an inch apart on hot grill. Flip once, edges brown. Add crumbled leftover burgers to pasta, stuffed peppers, or sloppy joes. This from executive chef Chris Curran. A pork shoulder. For barbecued spiced pork, ideal for pulled pork sandwiches, use a mix of cumin, paprika, brown sugar, and dry mustard. Use leftovers in salads, sandwiches, tacos, quesadillas, soups, omelets, or with grilled veggies. That's from head grill master Kevin Coleman. Now let's have a few kernels of wisdom on popcorn. Pro tips on the best corn popping methods. You may be a master at watching news release movies at home now, but how are your popcorn popping skills? Rose Augustine, owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn in Greenville, South Carolina, offers tips for using several methods. Stovetop. Ease. Add 3 kernels to medium-hot oil. When those pop, add 1/2 cup. Cover the pot and agitate. The flavor, or to flavor it, you mist with oil. Add seasonings, or try popping with browned butter instead of oil. Healthiness? Cook with olive or avocado oil to make it healthier. An air popper. Simply measure out your kernels, dump into the popper, and get your bowl ready. This is very easy. Flavor? So-so. Mist plain popcorn with oil and add salt or spices to boost the taste. Healthiness? Oh, yes. A cup of plain air-popped popcorn has just 31 calories. Jiffy Pop. Still fun. Gently move package over the burner and watch it expand. Pretty easy. Butter flavor and salt give it a classic taste. So-so unhealthy. Contains saturated fat, making it less healthy than air-popped corn. Microwave. Ensure that the bag can spin inside the microwave, otherwise the contents will burn. But it's very easy. Not too tasty. Some brands use imitation butter. Low moisture in the corn causes unpopped kernels. Not too healthy. It is more highly processed. And finally, bagged popcorn. Very easy. Open the bag and eat. Taste, it lacks that just popped taste. Contents of the bag may crumble during transport. Health? Brands such as Skinny Pop make a convenient snack, but practice portion control size. And staying in the kitchen, let's look at all-in-one kitchen gear. These multi-purpose cooking devices let you declutter. In the whirlwind of modern life, tools that simplify daily chores can be a godsend. That's particularly true in the kitchen. Here we present some newfangled and deservedly popular devices that can handle many tasks and make the chore of feeding the kids, your guests, your partner, and yourself easier and faster. Let's look at a multi-cooker. Rice cooker plus pressure cooker plus slow cooker plus steamer plus yogurt maker. These special cookers can replace much countertop cooking gear. Imagine sautéing, then slow cooking, then keeping it warm for serving, all in one pot. Examples are Instant Pot, Crock Pot Express Cooker. Those are two different ones. Toaster Combo. Convection oven plus toaster plus air fryer plus dehydrator. Sure, you can make toast in it, but also fry chicken, dehydrate jerky, roast a cauliflower, broil eggplant, and bake bread, all in the same countertop machine? You betcha. Brands include Kosori Smart Air Fryer Toaster Oven and Cuisinart Digital Air Fryer Toaster Oven. Serbian Chef Knife. Meat cleaver and veggie chopper and chef's knife. Instead of having an overflowing knife block with a tool for every job, grab this suddenly popular blade made from carbon steel that does most kitchen tasks well. It looks lethal. Examples are Promoja knife, VK Damascus cleaver knife. Press combo, indoor grill and panini press and waffle iron. Enjoy easy, year-round indoor grilling and pressed sandwiches that are restaurant-worthy. Make funky waffles or experiment with hash browns, cinnamon rolls, or pizza. Types are Yeti 6-in-1 Grill and George Foreman Evolve Grill. 4-in-1 Immersion Blender. It's a blender and a food processor and an electric whisk and a masher. Puree soups or smoothies with the stick blender. Whip up sauces and dressings, beat eggs with the whisk attachment, and chop veggies with the food processor attachment. Examples, Mega Chef 4-in-1 and GE Immersion Blender. And now we have time for maybe one or two milestone birthdays. Jeff Gordon, August 4th. Retired NASCAR champ and Hall of Famer, began racing at age 5 and was setting records by 6. He's 50. And Jada Pinkett Smith, September 18th, actress co-hosts show Red Table Talk with daughter Willow and mom Grammy, is also 50. Well, folks, we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number, again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.